welcome to another episode of Tech at Work with CNBCTV18.com, the show where we talk about emerging trends and technologies. I'm your host, Reema Tendulkar. Now, Gartner has identified the top strategic technology trends that organizations need to explore in 2019. Now, Gartner defines a strategic technology trend as one with a substantial disruptive potential over the next 5 years. To discuss this and more, I'm now joined by Partha Iyengar of Gartner. Partha, 10 trends identified by you all: digital twins, empowered edge, immersive experience, blockchain, smart spaces, digital ethics, quantum computing, autonomous things, augmented analytics, and AI-driven development. So let's talk about each of them in greater detail. For the past several years, the internet has been ringing with a new buzzword, and that's digital twins. Can you tell us about it, and why is it a trend to watch in 2019?
So if you think of the concept of a digital twin, it's very simply a digital overlay of a physical product, thing, or object. In fact, the object can even be a human person. And in terms of why the digital twin is gaining so much momentum, if you can create a digital twin of these physical objects, your ability to interact with that digital twin, even to simulate what might happen under different scenarios of different inputs given to that digital twin without really disturbing the physical object, gives you tremendous insight and tremendous ability to impact business outcomes. In our symposium this year, we took the digital twin concept one step further, where we talked about the digital twin of an entire organization. And we now have examples of where enterprises are creating digital twins of all of the business processes, all of the people-to-people interactions, all of the underlying technologies that support the running of the enterprise. And by doing that modeling, they are able to look at, in a digital context, where are the opportunities for streamlining, where are the opportunities for competitive differentiation, et cetera. We highlighted in our symposium an example of Siemens, which has created a digital twin of one end-to-end business process, which actually spans 20 different countries and about 7,000 employees. And the savings and the efficiencies and, in fact, the speed of processing of this one process they have created a digital twin of has gone up by orders of magnitude. At a personal level, you know, you can think of the wearables, the smart watches with all of the health inputs, the smart shoes, et cetera, that are pumping out data even as you walk or run. That's actually creating a digital twin of yourself. And people, you can then go online and look at this digital twin to see, you know, what your fitness levels are, how far you ran, what your heartbeat was, et cetera. So that has a number of ramifications at a personal level as well as at an enterprise level.
Okay. Talking about the digital overlay in the physical world, you've also highlighted immersive experience as one of the trends to watch in 2019. By that, I guess you mean augmented reality, virtual reality. Now, the most famous case of augmented reality has been Pokemon Go. If you can tell us how enterprises can use augmented reality and virtual reality to use it as a tool of the future.
So it's already seeing real-world use, especially in things like maintenance, especially in fairly hazardous locations, in remote locations, etc., where the immersive experience can allow the recreation of an environment which may actually be dangerous to get into in the physical world. But by recreating that immersive experience, you can actually impact and you can actually address the safety issue that you're trying to address. In the more near-term case, these immersive experiences are actually being used as training aids in companies where, without actually putting someone, maybe a new recruit, into a hazardous situation, they're creating an immersive experience to train them, whether it's a nuclear reactor, whether it is oil field, etc., to train them in these technologies in a more controlled environment. But because of the immersive nature of the experience, the environment is as close or indistinguishable from the physical environment. So those are a couple of examples that are already actually happening in today's world.
Okay. The third trend that I want to pick up is on autonomous things. Robos, drones, autonomous vehicles. Now, they've been around for a while. What is the progress that we can expect in autonomous things in 2019 vis-a-vis, say, 2018?
I think the momentum around autonomous things will continue to accelerate in 2019. It has been ramping up in 2018. Actually, over the last 3 years, it's been ramping up. There have been projections that the first municipality in the U.S. to actually allow the registration of an autonomous vehicle will be somewhere in California in the 2019-2020 period. So in terms of the most, I guess, exciting aspect of autonomous, drones, robots, etc., yes, are autonomous vehicles. In a sense, they've been around for a while, but the autonomous component that has caught everyone's fancy and will possibly disrupt our lives the most is actually autonomous cars or autonomous vehicles that are on the road. And we believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, we will actually see the first cars being registered to run on the road. We've already seen the likes of Uber creating a partnership with Volvo to run an autonomous trucking fleet in the US. The city of Philadelphia has approved autonomous taxi fleet, again by Uber. So the developments are actually coming fast and furious, if you will. What happens, though, is every time there is an accident, like the one that happened with the Google autonomous vehicle in California, we do tend to take a couple of steps back. The second issue that hasn't been addressed, which will also impact what happens in 2019 and 2020, is the issue of ethics with autonomous vehicles. A simple issue being, if an autonomous vehicle is forced to choose between, it runs into an obstacle, which may be a person on the road, and there's, one person on the road versus a crowd on the left, which one does it choose? It seems kind of silly, but the fact that programmed autonomous algorithms are actually making these decisions in split seconds is what makes this, or split microseconds, is what makes this a non-trivial issue to deal with. So while the base technology of autonomous is fairly advanced, a lot of these peripheral issues are still being discussed, debated, possibly new laws will have to be enacted, and that will probably slow down the actual rollout at scale of some of these autonomous vehicles, especially the ones on the road.
What about empowered edge? What exactly does it mean, and what is the need of it?
So if you look at the empowered edge, a couple of different ways to think about it. One is taking computing to the next level in terms of, we've talked about ubiquitous computing for a while, where computing isn't just in these massive mainframes, laptops, even powerful computers, etc. But as computing becomes more and more invisible, more at the edge, if you will, that is one perspective of how you can think of the empowered edge. It actually empowers a tremendous amount of new capabilities that did not exist before. And it allows the empowerment of these capabilities at a pace and at a level of interconnectedness. So this is where the empowered edge actually connects with what we call the mesh. it allows the creation of these real-time interconnections between people, devices, and things that with today's computing environment, we just cannot do.
You have, in 2017, you had introduced augmented analytics, which you claim to be the future of data analytics. How different is it from the regular data analysis, saying using artificial intelligence?
The way I differentiate that, regular analytics is really the quote-unquote old business intelligence-driven view of the world, where the analytics is really focused on providing analysis of what has already happened. So if you look at the evolution from what you call regular analytics, what I would call, prescriptive analytics, which is really saying what has happened in the past. The stepping stone in the future is predictive analytics, and this is where you start to get into the incorporation of AI into the analytics capability, where based on the data, based on the analysis of the data, increasingly often in real time, the focus is how do you predict what is likely to happen in the future, and where enterprises are focused very heavily on this capability is that it actually allows them to make business decisions with an eye as to how can they impact the future. How can they impact the uptake of a new product? How can they impact the customer experience by looking at data and predicting if we do A and B, the likely outcome is going to be C, whether that outcome is, again, a new success of a new product, success with a new computer customer experience initiative, a competitive response, a new supply chain initiative. This is where we get into predictive analytics. Now, when we look at the notion of augmented analytics, we take AI to the next level, where it's actually about using analytics to even detect, through the use of AI, patterns or correlations that are actually invisible to the human eye. One of the examples is a UK retailer that used analytics, and this would be a good example of augmented analytics, if you will, where they used their data and they used analytics and they used AI to look at product placement in their stores. And what they found was a pattern emerged based on past sales data and also future projections of buying behavior, etc. They found for some strange reason that if they put lingerie and chocolates next to each other, and these were in completely different departments earlier, the cross-sale of both of these can actually be enhanced. They went ahead and did that, even though there wasn't any rationale why these two products put together would increase the sales of both. And what was interesting is they saw that the sales of both lingerie and chocolates went up by over 20% when they were co-located next to each other. So a very small example of where augmented analytics can take us in the future in terms of looking at patterns that are completely invisible, completely undiscernible by human analysis of the data or even the kind of predictive or even prescriptive view of the data. So this is heavy-duty AI actually driving the analytics engine, and this is where a lot of the platforms like Watson, et cetera, are being deployed by companies to say that even as we get this real-time data, can we project what's going to happen, which is the predictive analytics I talked about, but even more importantly, can we discern patterns that will help us drive differentiated business outcomes that we cannot see with the human eye, and increasingly, can we do this in real time?
Partha, thank you very much for your time. Thank you for speaking with CNBCTV18.com. We'll be back with another episode of Tech at Work. Thanks for watching.